Welcome to the Slow Living Podcast. If you are ready to ditch hustle culture for good while continuing to meet your personal and professional goals, you are in the right place. I'm your host, Stephanie O'Day, and I work with overachievers from all over the world who are ready to stop living life in triage mode and start living the life of their dreams, one filled with abundance, joy, and a sense of purpose. Life is meant to be enjoyed, not endured. Let's get started. Hi there, Slow Down Society. So if you're a fan of the podcast, you're going to absolutely love the book. Slow Living, Cultivating a Life of Purpose in a Hustle-Driven World is now available wherever books are sold. Buy it for yourself, your children, your friends, and your neighbors. You can get all the juicy details at stephanieoday.com/slowlivingbook. Trust me, this is hands down the best $20 you'll ever spend. Hi there, Slow Down Society. Steph here, and we are on episode 193 of the Slow Living Podcast. I am your host, and I am so very happy to be with you today. If you are tuning in for the first time, welcome. You're in the right place. This is a calm, cozy corner of the internet where we talk about how to live well on purpose and not in a hustle hard, grind your teeth, white knuckle kind of way, but in a gentle, thoughtful, slow living kind of way. So relax your shoulders, unclench your jaw, and give yourself a hug. So we're going to talk personal power today. And I picked this title on purpose because I think Tony Robbins does a personal power seminar, and actually one of his books might be personal power. And when I was designing Slow Living, it was with the idea of being the antithesis of Tony Robbins. Because, well, first off, he yells, and I don't like being yelled at. And I listened to a lot of his books on tape and CDs back in the day when I was working at a courthouse, and I would go to the local library pretty often. And I'm sure if you listen to back episodes, I share that I was lucky and that I could take my daughter. She was my oldest daughter, and so she was under 2 at the time, and she came to work with me every day. And we had a childcare center within the county courthouse. And so I'd push her at nap time in a stroller up and down the aisles of the library to get her to nap on my lunch break, because the kid always wanted to be in movement while she napped. And I was still trying to just figure my life out. And so was spending a lot of time reading personal development books and found Tony Robbins and saw that he was a motivational coach for like politicians. And I think Bill Clinton worked with him and different people worked with him. But anyway, I'm like, okay, so who's this guy? And then I saw him on Oprah. I'm like, all right. So I started reading and following, and some of the stuff was really helpful, and others just kind of made me feel bad. So this episode we're going to call Personal Power, Slow Living Style. Because wherever you are, that's where you are. And someone telling you that you're behind or you're not doing it right is not helpful in any way. And I want to be of help. So if you grew up in a capitalistic society of which we are currently living, there's a story that's been sold to us, and maybe you've heard it. It goes something like this. If you want something badly enough, and you work hard enough for it, and you just hustle a little more each day, maybe improve by 1% each day, you'll get it. Just keep grinding, keep pushing, work harder than anyone else in the room. Stand out, be so good they can't ignore you. You know this story. It's the one printed on inspirational coffee mugs and stitched into the gym bag slogans and posted in glittery Instagram fonts. But here's the thing. If hard work alone was all it took, then every person who ever got straight A's and worked 2 jobs and paid their dues would be living on Easy Street. And they'd have full bank accounts, fulfilling careers, solid relationships, and a white picket fenced dream. And look around. That's not what's happening. So many people I talk to every day are exhausted, and they've followed the rules, and they've done what they were told. They got the good grades. They said yes to overtime. They listened to their bosses. They stayed up late doing just one more thing to get ahead. And still, they, maybe you, feel unfulfilled. Or worse, disillusioned, disenchanted, burnt out. Maybe this is you. Maybe you feel like you're stuck on a treadmill going nowhere, and going nowhere fast. There was an email I got recently, and it really kind of struck a nerve. And I ended up on the phone and did some coaching with a woman who emailed me. And she said, "The curse of growing old before you grow rich." And I feel like this is defining me and defining my friends and my generation. Now that I'm in my 40s, I feel like the opportunity to make it is a window rapidly closing, if it's not already closed. I don't have optimism anymore for a better tomorrow. And instead, it's giving way to, well, this is just the way it is. So if that's you, if you feel kind of disillusioned and disenchanted and have that kind of thought of, this is as good as it gets, the ship has sailed, the boat has passed, this is my lot in life, please know that you're not alone, because we are raised to believe that if we did the right things, life would reward us and we'd make it. And so many of us just now are realizing that the game is rigged, or at least the finish line keeps moving. We talk a lot on the Slow Living Podcast about shifting goalposts. And I want you to really think about what making it means. What does that mean to you? A yacht? A luxury vacation? A magazine cover? Instagram famous? Paparazzi? Is that really what you want? What if you're actually already doing just fine? And what if the real power, the real personal power, deep down inside, personal, is just choosing yourself and not to white knuckle your way through life? And that's what we're going to talk about today. Real power, not performative, not loud in your face, but power in the traditional kind of like, I've got this. I don't want you to think that you have to be a boss babe or pound tables in a boardroom. I want you to have a deeper, quieter, and grounded kind of power, and the kind that comes from within. The kind of power you cultivate when you live intentionally and when you embrace the 5 steps of slow living. So as a recap, we're going to walk through these steps together. We talk about it a lot in the podcast, and everything is laid out nicely for you in the Slow Living book. I recently polled my email readers and asked if they've read the book. Most have not. And that actually kind of hurt my feelings for a teeny tiny bit. And then I realized, okay, well, it's okay. I tell you that I'm not going to sell you on things, and then I'm going to ask you to buy a $20 book. So I get it. I get that there's an oxymoron here. But anyway, if you are a fan of the podcast, I would love for you to support me and support my efforts here and buy the book. It's sold wherever books are sold, and it is hands down the best $20 that you will spend on personal development, because it's like having me right in your back pocket. Okay. So personal power. If the five steps of slow living, and the first one is to declutter all that isn't working for you, where are you with that? And what have you actually done instead of just kind of like, oh yeah, nodding along. I'm going to get to that when I get to it. So decluttering isn't just about donating jeans that no longer fit or cleaning out your garage. Although yes, totally do that. That's great too. But it's about taking a hard look at what's already crowding your life, your calendar, your mind, your space, and your heart. Who are you trying to impress? What obligations are draining your energy? What thoughts, what beliefs are you carrying that might not even be yours to begin with, or things you even truly align with anymore? Decluttering is about reclaiming space for yourself, for your family, for your peace, for real life, and not the one that you think you should be living, but the one you actually want to be living. Step two of slow living is know where you're headed. And this doesn't mean you need a perfectly polished vision board or a step-by-step itemized five-year plan, but you do need a sense of direction. What do you value? What kind of life are you trying to build? Are you trying to climb a ladder that's actually leaned against a wrong wall? Knowing where you're headed lets you stay yes to the right things and no to distractions. You don't need to be chasing success if you've already defined success as family dinners, time to hike on the weekends, and good books on rainy afternoons. Step three of the five steps of slow living, stay positive and present. And this one can feel tricky, especially when the news is loud and your to-do list is overwhelming and everything just feels like way too much. And positivity doesn't mean pretending everything is perfect. That's toxic. That's toxic positivity. That is not what I preach and not that I want you to do. But it means choosing to be hopeful, even when it's so much easier to be cynical. It means showing up in the now and breathing through discomfort and finding the beauty in today, even when today is a little bit messy. Step four, take baby step action daily. I am such a huge fan of 10-minute timers. Ask Siri to set a timer for you and then do the thing that it is you told yourself you would do, because personal power builds momentum, not overnight miracles. You don't need to leap. You don't need to overhaul your life by Monday morning. You just need to do the next right thing. Make the phone call. Drink the water. Shut the laptop down. Say no to one more obligation you don't really want. Small actions compound over time, and power is not in perfection, it's in progress. Teeny tiny baby steps. Step five of the five steps to slow living is to tweak and fine tune. Slow living is not rigid, it's flexible. Give yourself grace and be curious. It's about checking in with yourself and asking, hey, is this still working? If yes, keep going. If not, adjust. This is your life and you get to change your mind. You get to evolve and you get to redirect. And that's not failure. That's wisdom. Sometimes people write to me and they ask, well, I did this for a week and it's not working. What should I do? So a week isn't long enough. 3 days isn't long enough. Remember that these five steps of slow living are encompassed in a mindset plus action plus consistency equals success formula. And consistency means giving it a go until you have enough data that you can look back and you can really make a solid, educated guess. And a week isn't enough. 3 days isn't enough. If you're changing your mind in that mindset frame, okay, that's the old you. That's who you used to be. I would like you to do something for roughly 30 days or so. And if it takes you 45 days to log 30 days, so be it. Who cares? This is your life and you don't need to prove yourself to anyone. But really collect the data and decide with intention to tweak and not just throw everything out because your mood shifted. Okay. So let's think about that idea again of you're in your 40s, you're in your 50s, and you have this thought of, well, we had our shot and I didn't make it. So I better get used to it because that's the breaks. Okay. So on the surface, this feels defeatist and this feels like giving up. But let's not see it that way. I don't see it this way. To me, this is your starting point, and this is freedom. This is letting go of the rat race and releasing the pressure to keep climbing a ladder to nowhere. And it's recognizing I don't have to chase fame. I don't have to chase a big, shiny dream if I don't want to. I can choose to live a B-plus life and be genuinely content. I can be happy camping and fishing and sipping slow tea instead of yearning for five-star hotels and yachts and private jets. I'm sure I've told you this before, but when I talk to my kids about the vacations that they liked the most, we're talking about being snowed in at the cabin with no Wi-Fi. We're talking about a long meandering RV trip where we didn't have a packed schedule and we just went wet where it felt good. And there was one time we're in an RV resort in Utah and I took the kids out to the hot tub. It was kind of an overcast day. And while we were in the hot tub, it started pouring on us. So we grab our towels, we throw them over our head, and we go back into the camper. The camper is rapidly kind of steaming up. And so I'm looking at the kids, I'm looking at Adam. We strip down and we're hanging a clothesline to dry the towels out. And the towels are soaking. And we decide to make chicken and waffles because that sounded good. But we didn't have a waffle maker, but we did have a griddle. So we made pancakes from a mix and frozen chicken nuggets that I threw into the Ninja cooking system, which happens at one point I was their spokesperson. And so we had brought one of those. And we the photos of that day of my kids just laughing and smiling with chicken nuggets in their cheeks and Adam flipping pancakes in the rain and we're just stuck inside. I don't know. Adam would tell you the square footage. What were we in? 200 square feet? Anyway, it was lovely. It was wonderful. And those are the days. That's the fond memories that I'm trying to chase. And if that's not you, what is it you're trying to chase? And maybe you can tweak your definition of success. And maybe you can decide to stop chasing. Maybe you can decide to unplug from the noise, the marketing hype, and the highlight reels. You can decide on purpose to slow down. And you can decide to reclaim your time, attention, and energy. Because that, my friend, is personal power, slow living style. So if today you're feeling behind, or like you missed your moment, or like maybe this is as good as it gets, okay, let me gently offer a new perspective. And maybe you didn't miss your chance. And maybe instead you're just now waking up to what really matters. And this is your beginning, not your end. Maybe you're finally old enough and wise enough to stop striving and instead start living. Okay, pretty people. Thank you so much for being here today. Thank you for listening, for caring, and for doing the brave and beautiful work of slowing down in a world that keeps shouting at you to speed up. If this podcast episode resonated with you, I'd love it if you shared it with a friend and left a kind review. As always, the more reviews, the better. And the more people that we can share the kind of slow living lifestyle and methodology with. You can find all resources and support over at stephanieoday.com. Take good care of yourself this week. Be kind to your body, gentle with your mind, and remember, you are already enough. Consider yourself loved and hugged. I'll see you next time. If you are ready to start living slowly and ditch the hustle mindset for good, reach out to me. I'm a real person and you can track me down online at stephanieoday.com. Also, if you found value in this podcast, please share it with your family and friends and tag me on Instagram at Stephanie O'Day. While you're at it, go ahead and leave a positive review on your favorite podcast app. The more we share, like, the more people we can reach and share the slow down lifestyle and messaging. Thank you, Slow Down Society, and have a great day.